Let's continue with holding.
Yeah.
V'tira v'emes. There's another whole shtickle over here which I think has a big nafkabina of l'maisa. V'tira v'emes shekvar lo yuchal shum bal seichel lahamin shetachas b'riyasa adamu matzav v'el mazeh. Anybody has a shtickle seichel in his head can't really believe that Brias Oilam is only for this matzah, is only Akash Baruch Hu created the whole Bria only for this matzah. Kimaim chay adam oilam hazeh. What's a person's life? Did you really run into somebody who's happy or calm? I haven't. The poor people are worried about the rich. The rich people are worried about losing their money. So much sickness, so much pain, so much distraction. In the end, everybody dies. If you finally find the guy who had it for a calm life, when he gets 100, you know how he looks. He's clacking his dentures. He's not around. So the first zach is that Mesillas Yesharim says is a zach that if a person's a bal seichel, a person stops and thinks for a second, a person says, "Are you talking? There's a whole gevaldik gibri over here." As a Bria with millions and billions of stars and endless atmospheres and cosmos and whatever they're called, and a whole Gevaldige Bria with a million different types of plants and a million different types of animals and butterflies and cockroaches and birds and whatnot, millions and billions of species and types and fish and thus. So what question was created? What for the guy sitting in the nursing home with Alzheimer's? What's the whole thing for? What's going on over here? Is the teretz is? This is one answer. Is you don't believe that God created the world? That's the pashas teretz, by the way. No. What other teretz is? We ask God created the world for. Is the real teretz that we don't think? We don't really believe. We get up in the morning, sun comes up, try to go to yeshiva, go to cheder, then you go to high school, and then you come to yeshiva, come to me, come to bris, come to every goal. There's all the yeshivas, and get married, go fighter. Live, you die, you have kids, you marry the kids, you borrow money, credit card loans, make chasanas, nursing home, if you have a good family, the kids take you in, they invite you to Shabbos, and right there, Haranuch is back again, Chazir Chalil, next door. So, why don't bother the whole thing? Why isn't it? It's such a simple thing, no? He says, Bal Seichel. It means we're all idiots. The person doesn't think, period. It's not a proud. He says, Bal Seichel Ham, but you have to think first. We don't think. All the other answers, we don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's one of the two things. I'd rather think that we don't think, because I think that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. How are you talking that all the billions and trillions of things that I just spoke about all came by themselves? Ali Dover, who everybody knows it's not, the Dover Poshet. Is there HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for? He's bored. For what? For what? For an Adam. He's the center of the Bria. That's Poshet. Everyone knows. For what? To do what exactly? To do what? What's the Adam here for exactly? For to do what? To eat pizza, to go to weddings, to go to chasanis, to do what? What is here for? The terrorist is, I don't have it. It's not mistabila, because we'll create the whole world for a zab mess. No, we're trapped in this, we don't think about it ever. Maybe we don't have the cash, we don't have the terrorist. Everything's for Seder, we're happy. The purpose of Brias Adam was for this. Then there wouldn't have been a need that a person should have blown into him a zah high neshama, which is higher than the malachim. Although we always say over, right? Chazal say that when the malachim came along and tainted to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Why are you giving the Torah to them?" Kosh Boku answered, "Say give a tshuva." Moshe Rabbeinu and Kosh Boku told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Echoiz b'kisi ha'kovet." What's better, Echoiz b'kisi ha'kovet? Kosh Boko told Moshe Rabbeinu, your neshama is higher than the malachim. Like Mesillas Yesharim says, you're much higher than the malachim, you're much more above them. Kolshkein, that's for sure. She'ein moitz shum nachas ruach. It's a city guy, but it means a guy who's a country bumpkin. She'nos abas malachim, married a girl from Bar Park. Im yavi lakom asha boilam, if he'll bring her everything that she wants, right? He comes from Monticello, so he thinks it's a big thing. Married a girl from Bar Park, he's from Monticello, or Nocherger. Other places along Route 17, we won't mention them now. And he's bringing ice cream and popcorn, and she's a and she wants sushi, you understand, or hot corned beef. and he's bringing a disease. He says, in the country, they have a gewaltig gezach, they have ice cream, popcorn. That's the neshama with the goof. The neshama's from Bar Park, and the goof's from Antasala. What's the pshat? Says the Medrash, he'll bring everything in the world. It's not worth anything b'chal. Why is she bas melech? I'm a bas melech. What do you... What's the pshat bas melech? What does it mean? It says that the Irani, the country bumpkin, will bring her everything b'olam. The Teretz says he'll bring everything, but he doesn't have a muzik what she needs b'chal. He'll bring everything in his world. That's the pshat. Call Masha b'olam. Abba, why doesn't have a time for the bas melech? Because he has no idea what she wants. She's from a different world b'chal. So it's not that he'll bring everything. He's a good husband. He schlaps it. She's a complainer. She's a basmela. She's a barba. Yeah. And the child is, she's spoiled, and he's also spoiled. Agnes. Nothing to do with the girls. Yeah. And he's bringing her, and he's bringing. And she's a no. It's not what I mean. He says, what do you want? You don't even know. She can't explain to him. B'chal. He won't even understand it. That's pshat basmela. Kacha nefesh. Ah, yilu evesel akoma. Dani oilum. If you bring everything, all the gishmak zachin of the world, ain't a kumla. It's garnished. Shimin el yainim. She's from a different place. Why are you born against your will? Where's the Akorchach? The Akorchach is the Neshama doesn't want to be born. There's a big struggle before the birth. The Neshama doesn't want to go. Al other Me'eses, boys, disgusting. In Cain, Vadi Lahay Boris, Borah, Riyat Tachashu, Negir Chukav, and Nusra. So I was Neshama to go give it Tzara, to give it Geruna, because Borah was Tayyiv and Meitiv. Yeah, the answer is, we also show the Adel Matzav of Oilam Havahi. And that's why he has a neshama. Ki lo royal avoid. Using the neshama, he can do avoida. Uba, and with the same neshama, yuchal adam lekabel hasar from kamezana. The neshama is going to be the tool which you're going to get the schar from olam haba. The neshama has the ability to absorb the ziv shchina. At kidei kach, she says a shocking thing. Shelo yeh dover nimas on neshmasay olam hazeh. That the neshama won't have a disgust on olam hazeh. Ela adra v'neho v'nechmu dimenu. Is that poshutim? Shteita davener. In this two pieces, state the Azach, which is Be'etzem Mapecha for us. You know that other Mishnah before the Chet, as you all know, Pasuk says, Arumim, they didn't wear any clothing. After they did the Chet, there was a need for them to wear clothing. Why is it like that? So, brought down all this form, Pasuk Pshat is, that before the Chet of Adam Rishon, they were wearing clothing. Their ikr was the neshama, and they were wearing the goof was like a winter coat. The goof was like a coat. The same way we feel, if I were to ask you, you're wearing a jacket, you're wearing a coat, you're wearing a shirt even an undershirt, is that you? Is that your etzem mohos? What's that? This me, and then I'm wearing my clothing, I'm clothing on top of it. But the Rishon Lefei Lechet didn't have any need for clothing, it's like putting on another coat, you're wearing a coat already. But the Rishon, when he said me, he meant my neshama. He's wearing a beautiful suit. So he had no need to wear clothing. We have to go put it away. There's no need to wear double clothing. Because his etzem zich was the neshama. What happened was that after the chet of Adam Rishon, where his guf started to become me, so then he was naked. He wasn't wearing anything. Because his guf didn't have a beged. And there is, I'm not going into the musik of arumim, why there's a need for clothing. I'm not discussing that now, but I'm discussing the mitzias. The mitzias was that before the chet, where his mitzias was the neshama, so the goof was his clothing. There was no need for no more clothing. Well, they put a jacket on top of a jacket. It's not like they were doing in Jevamos by guys wearing 10 suits because he wants to run away from the customs over there. Adam Rishon wasn't running away from anybody. He had enough one suit. He wore a suit, finished. But after he did the chet, his goof became his ikr, his goof became his zich. So he needed clothing. He didn't have clothing. In the natural state of a person's natural state is that his neshama is the ikr. And the neshama of b'chal doesn't have any interest in Yom Hazeh. There are two Nervidic and Nafkaminas that come out of what we just read. Mamash Nafkaminas La'alocha in our daily battle with the Yetzirah. One is something that he hints at. If a person would identify himself with his Ruchni as the Kechelik, so then he would identify himself as a Bas Melech. He would identify himself as a Chelik of a Kaim Mal. A person who's a Bas Melech, you ever see sometimes in the streets over here, how do you know when somebody's a Rebbe Sheinikul over here in the streets here? You can tell over? You ever see the shtibel? Sometimes these guys come into the shtibel on a regular day wearing the silk kapotas, right? You know what I'm talking about? Rebbe Sheinikul. You can tell if you walk in Yerushalayim, you can tell a Rebbe Sheinikul in 1 second. He walks with the dolls. Whether he has it or not doesn't make a difference. Whether he learns it or not doesn't make a difference. I'm not talking about that. But you can see the way he walks. Yeah, what's the street? Not going to see a person who's a Rebbe Shehinikl, right? A guy who's a grandson of Sultan Yitzhak Rebbe. Somebody who talks to you. Yeah? Sultan Yitzhak Rebbe, you're not going to see him sitting in the mirrors. Why? He's a Bas Malov, he's Pastor Nish, right? Whether what he does behind closed doors make a difference, whether. Could be in temple office. Yeah? That's not the point. But he's a Bas Melech. Is it fair to be a Bas Melech? He has a certain quote. He feels he's a Bas Melech. He lives a Bas Melech. A person who's in touch with his neshama and understands that that's what his ikur is, before we can get to the ikur, a person who lives with the harkosha that he has in the neshama, at the yitzar to be, at the nefach to be, at the meshamer be. Aga, what's at the meshamer be mean? At the meshamer be means that the pshat is that the neshama doesn't want to stay there. The neshama wants to get out of here. The neshama's not interested in this whole balagan here, in this whole mess. Because Rokha has to hold the neshama inside of us. So one afghanina is a person who's in touch with his neshama, a person who lives with the hakara that is ikra is the neshama, is he lives with the hargoshi is a bas melech. A person who lives with the hargoshi is a bas melech, shehu min al yainim, is b'chal, cuts down 70% of what he does. Of how he talks and who he talks to and what he reads and what he looks at and where he goes and where he eats and how he eats and what he does. It's a bas melech, it's a royal dust. It's min al yainim. And the reason why he's, I don't think I'm exaggerating, that we have no shaykhs b'chal to this achlacha. We have no shaykhs b'chal to this hargosha. Why not? A, we don't think about it. B, our emun is very weak. We're not in touch with all of these things. These are the basics of our existence. I mentioned the basics of Yiddishkeit. The basics of our etzem existence. One is weak because we don't work on these things. That the ikur metzias is a neshama. And even if we would believe it, we don't think about it. Is the combination of the two things leaves us high and dry without a hargosha of a bas melech. How many of us walk through the streets feeling if it's your body? Philip's a Rebbe Shekin. Philip is your bas melech. You're somebody chashuv. You're a son of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You carry with you chelik or kayim mal. We would run our lives differently. That's one nafkamina. But there's another nafkamina, which is a shocking zach, which is a big chiddush that the Mesil Sashram says over here. Look what he says in the last line. El briyasa shal adon matzavay ba'olam habahi. Look what he says. A person can get to a darga where Elam Hazeh is not disgusting to your neshama. I can enjoy Elam Hazeh. Everyone's looking to fight a battle with the Yetzer Hara. Everyone has, certainly everybody here, has a drive to win the battle with the Yetzer Hara, and that there's no suffix about. We have a very powerful tool which we don't use. One of the tools that we have to fight the battle is the neshama. The neshama can't stand Olam Hazeh. The neshama is my essence. The neshama can't stand Olam Hazeh. Ki minu yainim adarab my essence boy. We have a koyach inside of us which is my essence in Olam Hazeh. It's a force inside of us which despises Olam Hazeh. Is be'etzem, we're never going to get to the stage of Adam Rishon Lefnei HaChet where our natural state will be that we despise Chet. Adam Rishon's natural state was that he was my essence boy. The state that I described of Adam Rishon Lefnei HaChet where his ikka was in the neshama, so he had no cheshek for Chet, he had no cheshek for Olam Hazeh particularly. Yet he didn't have error because he had Bechir, the Seder. That's not our topic today. But the neshama is a force which is my essence in Olam Hazeh. We will never get to a stage where that's the only thing we're going to feel, that force. Because our guf is very strong and we're a few thousand years after the Chet Rishon and we've done a couple of Chatal Masal, our guf is a major force. But a person could get to a stage where there'll be a choice, where his guf will say, I want Elam Hazeh, and then the Neshama will say, my Esses. That, yeah. The Chavis HaLavol speaks about in Shara, Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon Chofhei, he speaks about Barichos, this Nekuda, that as much as a person detaches himself from running after Olam Hazeh, that as much as mechazik his koyach of neshama, which is my essence by Olam Hazeh. In other words, it's not just a one-sided thing. Okay, you have to go fight. We have inside of us a koyach which be'etzem despises Olam Hazeh. We have a koyach which is be'etzem a kli and a tool with which to fight the battle. That we don't feel it ever, and we always feel like we're fighting a completely lopsided battle, is because we're b'chal not in touch with the neshama. We b'chal don't reckon with it. We don't take into chesed. We look ourselves as a shtick flesh. We look ourselves as a shtick basa. Cheshbon Nefesh speaks down, Shar Cheshbon Nefesh and Cheshbon Chofei. Yishtadu lohaitzi avas ha'olam hazeh miliboy ulahagbir avas ha'olam habo aleo. He has something, a magnet in his metzias, which is drawn to olam haba. It's a big kiddush over here. We don't look at ourselves like that. We look at ourselves as negative, as being drawn after a magnet, like we saw after olam haba. And that's why we have to go fight it. It's not true. We have inside of us a zach, which is drawn after olam haba. Lahagbir avas olam haba. We have a koyach of avas olam haba inside of us. That's the neshama. Neshama is me'oyein. Neshama is not interested in the whole thing. My essence book. And as much. So why don't we ever feel this other tool? I'm telling you, we have a powerful tool to fight the battle. The goof is about being Moshe, but we have something inside of us which is my essence. We rarely feel, and if we feel, we feel on a very weak level, because we're not in touch with that part of us. We don't really believe. When I say the word believe, I don't mean intellectually or in seichel, but we don't live with the hargosha that we have inside of us, endless, infinite, all powerful koyach of neshama that only wants to get to Olam Haba. We don't live with that part of it. So we live a very miserable, painful, bitter life. We have this guf. The guf's pulling us always to Gashmias and to Taivis. And we stand in awe. What are we supposed to do? What are we fighting with? It's not true. A person is Etzim Mahus. In his Etzim Mahus, which is his Ikka, which is in the Shama, is my essence place. The Shama doesn't want it. So why don't we feel it? Why don't we feel ever the Ma'eses boy? We don't feel the Ma'eses boy because we don't even take that neshama into account. It doesn't even exist. Our neshamas are dead. And because we don't reckon with the Bechal, Bechal is not a player by us. It's completely shut down. And Shteita Neir de Gazach over here. Shteita Neir de Gatul that a person has to be Mechazik the Koyach of neshama. Neshama is a Metzias in Ruchnias that's inside of him. And I know that when you start to think about it, you start to talk to it, you're going to ask yourself, do you really believe it? Do you really feel it? Do you really live it? Nachanami. These are questions you're supposed to ask yourself. But if a person would touch that chelik inside of him, he would also touch the chelik which is ma'eses and olam hazeh. It has no meaning with all. And it's a neuritical powerful tool to fight the battle with. That's what Shoshana says. Shoshana says neuritical zach. A person can get to a darga ne'o v'nechwa. That's really the other extreme. He says the person can get to a matzav that the neshama will be happy in olam hazeh. There's examples of the dugma that Chazal bring was that there was one neshama that didn't want to leave Olam Hazeh. Who was that? Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Medrash in the end of Parashat Zeh Zeh Bracha, neshama didn't want to leave. The neshama didn't want to leave because the neshama Moshe Rabbeinu was ne'av and echvon imenu meisters. He was having a good time in Olam Hazeh. He was in Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh. He reached that darga where Olam Hazeh wasn't meisters because Moshe Rabbeinu no shaykh Olam Hazeh. So the neshama Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want, all the other neshamas want to leave. They want to run away. You have to take intensive care and davening and to hold on to the neshama. The neshama doesn't want to be here. The neshama is Moyeses boy. And that we don't feel that Moyeses boy, that Neyridika Koyach, is because we're not Mechubit to the Zach. We don't make a Chayim. We don't even think about the neshama. We don't even think about when we say Elokai Neshama. Connected to Asher Yotzar, Echshir Usawi. And that's the Iker of a person. The Iker of a person is the neshama. And if we mischaber to these two nekudas, the nekuda bas melech and the nekuda me'eses, we have a neuridic powerful tool. And again, like I say all the time, it's not all or nothing. Yeah, you don't have to go take off your shirt now when you walk into my room. Yeah, hold on, you should put your me'eses and already have a tool with which to go look towards Olam Haba. But we have, what am I saying? We look at Olam Haba as something outside of us. This is me. And then there's Olam Haba, which is somewhere over there, and I have to go get there. So Hashem is saying, no, Hashem is saying, what is inside of you? The Ruchnius is inside of you. The Ruchnius is your Iker. The Ruchnius is your Metzias. It's you be'etzem. But you have to pay attention to it. You have to live it. You have to realize it. You have to feel it.